From NPR News, it's Day to Day. A dire new report out from Congress today on how the mortgage crisis is rippling through the economy. We'll get to that in a minute. First, Marketplace's Bob Moon is here with a little ray of sunshine on the housing crisis. And Bob, I can't believe it. There's actually some good news here.
Well, sort of. It's qualified good news, if you will. Keep in mind, this comes on the heels of some really dismal numbers on the sales of existing homes. But today, the government is reporting an unexpected rise in new home sales last month. They were up around 4.8%. Investors seem to like that news on Wall Street today, but some economists are cautioning that these housing numbers really continue to look pretty weak. They're still 23% below new home sales just a year ago.
Okay, and Congress is now weighing in on what this is all going to cost. How bad is it?
Well, this latest assessment comes from the Joint Congressional Economic Committee. It figures that over $100 billion in housing wealth is going to be lost by the end of next year. And ultimately, these mortgage market troubles could end up costing financial firms and investors up to $400 billion.
And does that affect big investors, institutional investors, or does it affect the little guy?
Well, of course, it reaches very high up in the economy, but it's all rooted in the huge number of subprime mortgages that could go into foreclosure between now and the end of the year. Just last month, the Bush administration predicted about 500,000 homes, pardon me, would be at risk of foreclosure. That would be bad enough. Now this congressional report is estimating about 2 million foreclosures by the end of next year. The big problem is the low introductory rates that will be resetting to much higher levels between now and the end of next year. If we do see that many foreclosures, the effects tend to spread because foreclosed homes tend to hurt the home values throughout the neighborhood, and that will also hurt tax revenues as well.
What does all this mean in terms of financial crises throughout modern history? I remember back in the 80s, the S&L crisis was pretty big.
Yeah, if you adjust the cost of savings and if you adjust for inflation for this savings and loan crisis, you come up with a cost of around $240 billion. So if this mortgage mess does end up costing investors up to $400 billion, it's being estimated now, this is going to be a far bigger loss.
So we have revised figures out today. Are we going to keep hearing about revised figures, or is this it?
Well, the experts are cautioning that even these latest assessments on the overall economic impact are just that. They're educated guesswork. Things could still get even worse. One example of that, just yesterday, the big investment firm Merrill Lynch was forced to reassess its losses closer to $8 billion than the $5 billion that they initially reported.
Thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.